He was cold-blooded when giving instructions on purchasing slaves and favored adolescent females who could maximize the number of slave children, Chernow added. Washington considered himself a kind master, but he also felt entitled to the maximum amount of work from his slaves, often complaining about slaves he considered lazy or who stole in letters. Referring to a slave named Betty, Washington wrote in one letter that a more lazy, deceitful, and impudent hussy is not to be found in the United States. He never regarded such behavior as a rational response to bondage, Chernow noted. His wife, Martha Washington, treated the slaves well, but also refused to tolerate shirkers and expected loyalty and affection from her favorite slaves. Ellis has said that the Founding Fathers wrongly assumed that slavery would die a natural death. He has argued for the Founding Fathers to be humanized, saying they were flawed men who are too often put on a pedestal. To be sure, the founders thought they knew that slavery was incompatible with the values on which the American Revolution was based. Nobody disagreed with that. Nobody said slavery was a positive good. Nobody, Ellis said in a 2017 speech. In another speech, he noted that although the founders were incredibly imaginative, one thing they could never picture was America as a biracial society,